Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact. I'm Natalie Silverstein. Each week, I'll introduce you to young people who are making a difference in their communities through nonprofits, social entrepreneurship, volunteerism, and activism. I hope you'll be inspired by these conversations, which prove that every person, no matter their age, can help to create a kinder world. Happy holidays, everyone, and welcome to this very special holiday episode of Simple Acts, Big Impact. Today, I have the pleasure of sharing this conversation with sisters Alexis and Taylor, who started their organization, Board No More, with a simple goal of providing bags of games, toys, and crafts to hospitalized children who are away from their homes over the holidays. It's a perfect reminder that there are so many ways that you can share the true spirit of this season with people who are struggling in your community. I hope this conversation will inspire you to be generous and spread a little extra joy this holiday season. Welcome back, everyone. I have two new friends today, and they are going to help us to celebrate the holidays with some kindness and generosity, as we should. This is Alexis and Taylor, and they started an organization called Board No More. Hey, girls, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being here. So I'm going to have you introduce yourselves a little bit more. We'll start with Alexis. We'll go alphabetically. Just tell us how old you are, where you go to school, where you live, what grade you're in, all that good stuff. And then once you've both introduced yourselves, please kick us off and tell us everything about Board No More and how it got started and all that good stuff.
So I'm Alexis. I'm a senior at Jack and Bear Hebrew Academy in Bryn Mawr, which is also where we live. So yeah, like I said, I'm a senior in high school and we started the charity my freshman year. So it's been going kind of during both of our high school careers, and we'll get into it. You want to introduce yourself first?
So hi, my name's Taylor Brady. I am a junior at Jack and Barrick Hebrew Academy in Bryn Mawr, which is also where we live. And I co-founded Board No More with my sister in my eighth grade.
Amazing. Amazing. All right. So Alexis, kick us off. How did this all get started? What was the inspiration, the spark, all of that good stuff?
So I grew up with a medical condition that caused me to be in the hospitals a lot throughout my childhood. And throughout that time, I remember always being, for lack of a better word, bored when I was waiting for like appointments, doctors to come in, exam results, like stuff like that. And so in fifth grade, we had this little mini project to kind of make a difference in the world. And I did a really small version of Board No More. And I've always had a very like philanthropic kind of energy in my family, and we really wanted to contribute to that and start our own. And so we kind of derived it by, instead of a one-time thing of donating goodie bags from Five Below to a bunch of pediatric patients, we just made it into an official organization. And yeah, it's been very, very fulfilling, very like to see it be so successful, and the community involvement as well. It's just been amazing and really fun to plan as well.
Absolutely. So Taylor, tell us more. How do these bags come to be, and how do you get the donations for them, and how do you connect with the hospitals, all of that good stuff?
So the way that we get our donations, we get it through a couple of different ways. First of all, we have a website, boardnomorecharity.org, where people can come and donate money directly through our website. Each bag, it costs $50. So, you know, no matter how big the donation is or how small it is, like each dollar matters. And then we also host events regularly. We've done a few with local stores, and we did one with an author last year of a book. So we did like a promotion for the book and like a promotion for Board No More at the same time, which has been, you know, really helpful in helping raise money and give back to these kids.
Sure. And Alexis, do you have a relationship with a specific children's hospital or a series of hospitals in Pennsylvania? Or how do you connect with the hospital to make the donations?
I normally handle like the outreach to hospitals, and we kind of started locally, but we've done multiple states. We even grew up in Miami, so our best friends down there are kind of our co-directors and started their own branch of Board No More, going to like the Miami Children's Hospital. We started at CHOP up here, but then we've gone to Delaware, New York, Connecticut, et cetera, and have just kind of brought it nationwide to like Texas as well. And so, yeah, there's no specific hospital anymore. And it's not very difficult to connect to new ones who are interested, just because we want to get more involvement nationwide.
Right. And hospitals are like, great, bring us more stuff. Like, other than storing things, they're happy to take all kinds of donations for their patients. And Taylor, tell me a little bit more. Is it specific to the holiday season? I know we're talking here around Christmas time and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and all of those good things. But do you provide the bags for birthdays or other times when folks, you know, might need them in the hospital? So how does it work out during the course of the year?
So usually we try to center our donations around holidays, you know, times when giving gifts means like the most to all of us. We can't really do like specific like birthdays. That's a little more complicated, but we try to center it around like Christmas time and other big holidays.
Yeah, that makes the most sense. You know, and as you well know, there are lots and lots of people who want to give and get involved in charitable giving, especially with children who are going through difficult times and illness and stuff around the holidays. So, but you know, again, all of it is great. Everybody needs more goodness and more help. And you raised a really good point, Alexis, about being bored when you're waiting. And I love your name, which is terrific because also it's a little play on board games too. I don't know if you meant that, but I think it's really great. But listen, we're all bored sitting there waiting, right? And we're all staring at our phones, which is not great and certainly not good for children to just stick an iPad in their hands. So have you all been able to hand out the bags? Is that something that you can do? Or because of the way that hospitals, and especially with sick children, are structured, sometimes they don't let a lot of strangers in. So how does that work? You just drop the bags off and they deliver them? Or are you all as volunteers able to go in and see the kids as well?
Due to like sanitary reasons, we are not personally able to hand them directly, except for one instance. Like, it depends on the hospital. So recently we just gave it in person for the first time, and it was so amazing and the best experience. But our friends in Miami find themselves doing that a lot more often based on Miami's regulations. So it just depends, but it is something we do. And back to what Taylor said about the holidays, like, we do donate year round, but it's a perfect like outlet for the holidays because like the whole purpose is to facilitate fun memories. And during the holidays, it's just like that much better because I just know that's something I look forward to year round.
Absolutely. And the thought of a child being stuck in the hospital on Christmas, right, is heartbreaking. And so anything anybody can do to make that more joyful. I'm sure that Santa comes. I'm sure that there's all kinds of amazing things that happen in the children's hospitals around the holidays, because what a horrible way to wake up on Christmas morning, right, in a hospital room. Taylor, can you tell me, have there been any sort of individual stories that you've heard or letters of gratitude that you've received, anything that sort of kept you guys going in this? I'm sure that the appreciation is profound all over the place, but are there any personal stories that you can share? Because I think that does inspire folks to say, you know, this isn't just throwing toys into the void. This is meaningful to individual families.
In terms of like seeing the impact on these kids, I do think that like, I still remember this so vividly, like when we went into Shriners Children's Philadelphia, which is where, you know, we got to actually see how the bags impacted the children in person. It just made me like so happy to see like just how much happier that they were. And like, you could see them just like playing with the toys and just like the smiles on their faces. It was just like, this makes it like so worth it, like what we're doing for these kids. Like, it's just incredible, like to see how they were like impacted.
Absolutely. And it gives them like just a few minutes to forget that they're just kids and they're excited to see it, to play with a new toy. If they can take their minds off of the struggle that they're going through at that moment, I think it's super impactful. So Alexis, do you have any relationships with, you mentioned, what's the name of that dollar store, Five Below or something. Do you have any relationships with organizations or corporations that give you donations? It feels like that would be a great way for them to give back to the community and say, here you go, here's a lot of toys and some bags and some ribbon and all of those things. Do you have any of those sort of corporate sponsors?
We have a lot of sponsors. Our sponsors aren't based on like the toys that go in the bag. They're more based on donations. Like, we partner locally a lot with Kendra Scott and Veronica Beard and Suburban Square, if you know, the shopping center. So we do a lot of packing events there, but we have a lot of outside sponsors who, like, I think we messaged Crayola. I think one of our donations was from them. take that with a grain of salt, but I do remember us, like, I think that a big portion of our crayons, one of the rounds of donations was from them. And then we have like AT&T, like just a lot of online organizations as well who hear about us.
So Alexis mentioned packing events. Taylor, can you tell me a little bit more about that? How do you leverage your volunteers? What does that look like? You know, in terms of obviously you receive donations, monetary and toys and toy drives and that sort of thing. But what are those packing events all about?
So sometimes what we'll do, we do this every couple, like a few months to help get like community involvement. What we'll do is we'll sort of set up bags and like all the toys that will go into the bags, and we'll give everybody. So basically we did this with, so we hosted the book event not too long ago with, what's the book name of the book? Caftans.
It was like a caftan, yeah. Like this fashion designer is like,
oh, fine. Right.
What we allowed people to do is we allowed them to donate and then to make their own bag with the donation.
Yeah.
So what we did is we set up the bags, and we also set up all the toys that would go into the bags.
The station kind of thing. Yeah.
We had people go to every station and put in the set amount of toys that needed to go in.
Right. So each individual child gets a bag with multiple toys? Is that how it works? Wow. That's awesome. Right? Yeah, like, think about that. It's like Santa's whole bag. That's amazing. Right. And are they, this is sort of a tricky thing. Are they gender, quote unquote, specific? Are they age specific? Obviously, a toy that is appropriate for a 3 or 4 year old is not going to be that exciting for an 8 or 9 year old. So how do you sort that part out?
We kind of generalize it to elementary, middle school age children, and they are gender specific just because we want the most variety possible for the bags. So there's definitely multiple, like the majority of the toys in there are not like fidget toys, card games, crayons and stuff like that. But if we do a bulk order of coloring books and, you know, there's some that are, you know, more pink and stuff like that, you know, if they don't like it, they can, you know, trade or whatever.
Can,
I don't know.
They can trade. Right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
To each their own. But we do try to make it, you know, most variety, something that they would be interested in, like, and really like spark that. Like for, we have like a lot of toy cars, and the equivalent to that for the girls' bags would be like a My Little Pony, like blind bag and stuff like that.
And I think it's been my experience, certainly with these sort of giving away toy things, there has to be some consistency in the bags. Like one person can't get like a Nintendo, right? Just as an example, and another person get a coloring book, right? Like, so because if a bunch of children are opening them simultaneously, everybody has to sort of get kind of the same thing, right? So Taylor, have you guys faced any challenges in this work? It seems like it's all good and wonderful and happy, and you have a lot of support, which is wonderful. But was there anything about this work that sort of surprised you? You know, any obstacles that you guys had to overcome in setting this up?
Yeah, so I feel like the biggest obstacle when we first started was getting people like interested and passionate about our cause. Definitely like the first event I remember was kind of difficult, you know, asking our friends to show up because we were a little bit nervous. But over time, it's gotten to be a lot more natural. And we've also gotten a lot more people, you know, passionate about our idea, which has been just wonderful.
Yeah. Well, this is such a no-brainer, right? Like, this is so easy. You know, and also, I say this all the time, when you're, you know, if you advocate for people to, if you do a toy drive or whatever, you know, you're already out shopping, you're already out at Target, right? And things are on sale, and sometimes they're 2 for 1, right? This is so easy. This is low-hanging fruit. And if everyone could just think in those terms and just donate one thing, then you would have enough for all of these bags for these children who don't. Alexis, this is really wonderful. Taylor, I just love hearing this story. I love that you took this idea. And Alexis, that you took this from your own personal experience, right? Like if you have not had the experience of being in a hospital or having to sit around and wait for all that time, it might not occur to you that this is something that's really needed or that it's not something that's already being done, right? And that you took this and you ran with it and you made something really wonderful out of it. Well, girls, I think this is fantastic. I'm wishing you the best of luck in this holiday season and beyond. Alexis, can you tell everybody where they can follow, learn more, maybe make a donation themselves, start their own chapter in their own school, all of that good stuff?
So we have an Instagram charity, Board No More, and our website is boardnomorecharity.org. That's my bad.
Charity.
For like, if you wanted to start a chapter, feel free to DM us through our Instagram. And even if you wanted to participate in a packing event, you don't have to DM us to tell us that you're coming. But obviously that would be like fun and amazing And yeah, donations can go straight through the website as well or in person.
Amazing. I will have all of that in the show notes so folks can donate, hopefully, during this holiday season. Alexis Taylor, thank you so much for sharing this with us today and wishing you the best of luck. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Thanks for listening. If you are inspired by what you heard today and would like to support the creation of this podcast and the work of the changemaker I featured, please visit my website, simpleactsguide.com/podcast, to make a donation. And please follow, rate, and review the podcast to help us spread these positive messages.